Old fifth grade friends among us.
我很高兴看到我五年级的那些老朋友们。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 9, verse 23.
让我们先来看路加福音的九章二十三节。
This will be our theme verse for this morning.
这个是我们今早的主题章章节。
So Luke chapter 9, verse 23.
路加福音的九章二十三节。
Luke 9:23 says, And he was saying to them all, If anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me.
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And let's turn to Acts chapter 16.
让我们再来看《使徒行传》第十六章。
Acts chapter 16, and you'll want to keep your Bible open there as we go through our time together. We'll spend some time in that story.
所以大家把这个圣经打到路加福音十六章之后，可以停在那里，因为今天我们的交通就在这一个章里面。
So we're going to read from Acts 16, verses 22 to 25.
我们现在来读使徒行传十六章的二十二到二十五节。
The crowd joined in an attack against them, and the chief magistrates tore their robes off them and proceeded to order them to be beaten with rods. When they had struck them with many blows, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to guard them securely. And he, having received such a command, threw them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. Now about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them.
众人就一同起来攻击他们，官长吩咐剥了他们的衣裳，用棍打，打了许多棍，便将他们下在监里，嘱咐禁足严谨看守。禁足领了这样的命，就把他们下在内监里，两脚上了木狗。约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告，唱诗赞美神。众囚犯也侧耳而听。
One more verse, you don't have to turn there. Galatians 2:20. I'm sure that many have it memorized. I know the middle schoolers do.
那还有一个章节，我想大家都很熟悉，甚至不需要去翻，甚至有些孩子们都知道，就是在加勒太书二章二十节。
Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith.In the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
One more word of prayer.
让我们再有一个祷告。
Lord, it is such a privilege to come into your presence.
主啊，是何等的特权，我们可以来到你的面前。
And Lord, we're reminded that only you, only Christ can reveal Christ.
主啊，我们被提醒，只有基督可以启示你自己。
And so, Lord, just like you met us around your table and you revealed yourself and allowed us to look face to face.
就像在饼杯聚会的时候，你来启示自己与我们面对面一样。
Lord, we need now to again look face to face into your glory.
现在我们再一次的愿意可以当面看见你的荣耀。
When we see you, we are compelled to respond with praise, with worship, and with denying ourselves in order that you might have your glorious way.
当我们可以看见你的时候，我们会自然的来向你献上感谢赞美，而且可以舍己来跟随你。
So we commit ourselves, we commit this time into your hands, Lord Jesus.
所以我们把自己还有下面的时间交在你的手中。
And we pray that you would speak in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们祷告，你向我们说话，奉耶稣的名，阿门。
So last time I shared with everyone here, we talked about the testimony of Jesus Christ.
在上一次我在这里跟大家分享的时候，讲到是基督的见证。
And how this testimony is expressing the character and the life of Christ.
而这个见证是借着基督的生命来彰显的。
And how this testimony brings blessing.
而且这个见证带来了祝福。
And how the fullness of this testimony is corporate.
而且这个见证的丰满是在团体里面。
In Acts chapter 16, we just read how Paul and Silas, their behavior was a testimony of Christ.
那我们刚才所读到的，在《使徒行传》第十六章，保罗和希拉他们的行为就成为见证。
Despite what we would have seen as severe affliction, hardship, they expressed the life of Christ.
啊，在这些苦难艰难里面，他们彰显了基督的荣耀。
And to do that, it takes a different life.
啊，因此这件事需要的是一个不一样的生命。
It takes the life of Christ to be the testimony of Jesus.
只有基督的生命才可以成为基督的见证。
But it's a life available to each and every one of us.
那这个生命对我们今天来讲，每个人都可以得到。
And it's a life that is expressed as we deny ourselves and we take up our cross and follow Him.
所以当我们每一个人舍己，可以背起自己的十字架来跟随他的时候，就被彰显出来。
We love to talk about Jesus going to the cross.
我们喜欢来讲论主耶稣上十字架。
And what he accomplished, we just celebrated that in the last hour.
还有他所成就的，在过去的一个小时，我们在这里来庆祝。
But we often shy away or get a little nervous when we talk about us taking up our cross.
但是如果讲到我们自己背起十字架的时候，心里面就开始有惧怕。
Or we may speak of it in a mysterious way.
或者我们讲到这件事的时候，觉得是很神秘的。
But the Lord wants us to practically every day take up our cross.
但是主要我们每一天都背起自己的十字架。
And enter into the resulting overcoming life as we follow Him.
当我们这样跟随的时候，就可以进入这个得胜的生命。
So I would actually title today's sharing the beauty of the cross.
所以今天我分享的题目是美丽的十字架。
So let's consider together first our cross versus the cross of Christ.
所以我先跟大家分享的就是主耶稣的十字架跟我们的十字架。
And then second, how do we practically take up our cross daily?
第二点我要分享就是怎样在实际里面天天背起十字架。
And then third, the beautiful result of the working of the cross in our life.
那第三个呢，就是讲十字架在我们生命里面那个美好的结果。
Christ in you, the hope of glory, as stated in first, or in Colossians 1:27.
就像在哥罗西书第一章第二十七节里面讲到的，基督在你们心里，基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
So first our cross versus the cross of Christ.
现在我们先来看，就是我们的十字架对比主的十字架。
When the Lord hung there on the cross of Calvary with his last breath, he declared, "It is finished."
当主耶稣在十字架上，他在断气之前讲的是成了。
And when he died on that cross, he carried all of our sin with him.
他在十字架上死，是担负了我们所有人的罪。
And then he took that sin to the grave.
他而且把这个罪带到坟墓里。
But the final victorious blow was when the Father raised our Lord Jesus from the grave.
但得胜的那个最后一击是当我们的父让主耶稣，他死里复活升天之后。
Sin was completely overcome.
这个时候罪完全的被打败。
The Lord did not just merely show us the way, He is the way.
主他不但是给我们看到这一条道路，他就是那一条路。
He made full provision and now He has given us this gift of eternal life.
他为我们已经预备了一切，给了我们这样的永生。
Praise the Lord, He did pay it all.
我们要赞美主，因为他已经付清。
And in fact, all the power, all the strength, all the character of this resurrection life of Christ,
那所有的能力、这些力量，还有这个性情，在基督的生命里面的
is now available to us.
这个复活的生命就在我们里面可以得到。
Although we may only partially experience it at times,
也许我们有的时候只是部分的来经历。
The life is fully available as we surrender.And yield to the working of His Holy Spirit.
但如果我们来顺服圣灵的工作的话，那我们就可以丰富丰满的来得到。
Now the cross of Calvary was the culmination or climax of Jesus' sufferings.
在十字架上面，主耶稣是他所经历的苦难的顶峰。
The Lord Jesus allowed Himself to be restricted to human form.
主耶稣他允许自己被这个人的样式所限制。
And he experienced the temptations of the world and of the enemy.
他在这个世上也经历了世界上还有这个仇敌的所有的这些试探。
Yet he denied himself that the Father's will would be done.
但是他却否定自己，他说愿意父的旨意成就。
And we remember his prayer in the garden.
我们记得他在克西马尼园里面的祷告。
Father, if there be any way, remove this cup from me.
父啊，如果可以的话，愿意你把这个杯拿去。
But not my will, but thy will be done.
但不要照我的意思，要照你的意思，愿你的旨意成就。
He willingly suffered and he willingly allowed himself to be nailed to that cross.
所以他是自己的选择来受苦，被钉在十字架上。
Because he realized it was the only way to defeat sin and death.
因为他知道这是唯一一条可以打败罪和死的路。
And because of his love for the Father and his love for all of us.
因着他向着父的爱，还有向着我们的爱。
He denied himself and he surrendered his hands into the will of the Father.
他舍己，把自己让在父的旨意里面。
So what does it mean for me to take up my cross daily?
那对我们来讲，每天背起十字架的意思是什么呢？
Now praise the Lord, we are not asked to physically hang on the cross and die.
感谢神，因为我们不需要在这个物质的身体被挂在这个十字架上。
However, we are asked to deny ourselves, our will, our way.
但我们却被要求要舍己，要对着自己的意愿死。
And to submit to the Lord Jesus Christ in the working of His Holy Spirit in our lives.
向着主耶稣基督来顺服，让他的旨意成就在我们的生命里。
The question is, who is on the throne of my life?
那现在的问题就是说，谁在我的生命里面来做宝座？
Am I on that throne?
是不是我自己坐在宝座上？
Is it my will, my mind, my emotions?
是不是我自己的意志，我的感情？
Or is it Jesus Christ on the throne?
或者是主耶稣基督坐在宝座上？
Is Jesus my Savior and my Lord?
主耶稣是不是我的救主，也是我的主？
And we can submit in faith and full assurance of victory in Christ.
在信心里面，在这个完全的信靠里面，我们可以把自己完全的降服在基督里。
Now the cross of Jesus at Calvary was a terrifying event.
主耶稣在哥哥他的十字架上，这是一个很可怕的一件事。
But it yielded glorious results.
但这个结果却是荣耀的。
And if we will deny ourselves and take up our cross, it too will yield glorious results.
如果我们也可以舍己背起我们的十字架，后面的结果也是荣耀的。
Not an improved me, but a totally new me.
不光只不是一个好像一个更正的改进的我，而是一个全新的我。
An exchanged life.
是一个替换的生命。
The Apostle John gives us this picture in John chapter 15.
使徒约翰给了我们这样一个图画，是在约翰福音十五章。
Where he talks about we are branches grafted into the vine, which is Jesus Christ.
讲到我们是那个枝子被接在葡萄树上，就是主基督自己。
And he says every branch will be pruned.
他那里说，每一个枝子啊都要被修理干净。
That it might bear much fruit, that is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
是为了结果子更多，这个是基督的见证。
First of all, we can only deny ourselves by the mercy and grace of the Lord.
首先只有凭着主他的恩典跟怜悯，我们才可以来舍己。
And because of His finished work on Calvary.
而且是因着他在哥哥他山上所已经成就的。
This enables us to deny ourselves, our will, our emotions.
这个可以让我们舍己，来否定我们自己的意志，我们的感情。
To deny our selfish ways.
可以来否定我们自己的那个自私的道路。
And for the Holy Spirit to begin to have His perfect way in our lives.
可以让圣灵在我们里面有那个完全的旨意成就。
And the results are guaranteed for eternity.
而且这个结果是在永远里面已经立定到永远的。
But even today,
但就算在今天，
this denying of self is to allow the Holy Spirit to prune away that I might bear more fruit.
这个舍己就是讲到，我们的树枝被修理干净，来更多的结果。
And that pruning away is really that which is already dead, that is of the old man.
这个修理讲到的是把那个已经死掉的去除。
So that that,
就是我们的老我。
So that that which is alive, that which is of Christ can be revealed.
而那个新的那个活的就是主耶稣基督自己可以在我们里面被显出。
Now the Lord teaches us something about this in nature itself, himself.
那主也在这个自然界里面教导我们这件事。
If you have a limb from a bush or a tree and it's broken,
如果在那个树上有一个树枝断掉的话,
it's destined to die.
它的结局一定就是死亡。
It may still be hanging there partially connected,
也许它还挂在那里,甚至有一些连接。
But it will no longer grow and manifest the life of the plant.
但它不能再生长,也不能来彰显这个树它里面的内容。
Because it's no longer rightly connected to the source of life.
因为它跟这个生命的连接已经不正常了。
It will die, and in fact, in time, it will fall off.
不光是死，它迟早要掉下来。
It can't be just bandaged up and healed.
它不能被绑起来，然后再重新的治愈。
As a matter of fact, if that which is dead remains, it will hinder the life from coming forth.
而且在实际中的话，如果它还连在那里，甚至会阻碍那个有生命的来成长。
Now we saw something of this back in February in our deep freeze.
在德州我们二月份的那个寒流里面，我们看到。
We were all initially excited and snow and all that, but then that quickly changed, didn't it?
开始的时候大家都很兴奋，因为下雪，但是很快就改变了，是不是？
And besides the loss of electricity and the loss of water, we also saw that the plants suffered significantly.
不光我们断水断电，也看到这些植物它们被伤害。
Many plants seemingly died.
很多植物甚至看起来就是死了。
Leaves turned color, dark, fell off.
这些树叶呢，它们开始变黑，然后掉下。
Just leaving bare sticks.
只剩下那些枯枝。
Now, while we might do some pruning annually to shape our bushes,
也许每年呢，我们都会来修剪。
Now we had to cut some plants almost all the way back to the ground.
但现在我们要做的就是有些植物要把它修剪到它只剩下露出地面的一点点
to remove everything that was dead.
把那些已经死去的要去除
But what looked like death and devastation was really just removing everything that was susceptible to dying.
那我们所要修剪要除去的是那些已经很明显是死去的
And in many cases there was a life within to yet be revealed.
但是有的时候在我们的生命里面有些隐藏的。
So I have several azaleas in front of my house.
我在我的家里面种了一些杜鹃花。
The leaves turned colors and all the flowers died and everything fell off.
然后那些树叶呢就变了颜色然后都掉下来。
However, with just a couple of weeks, there started to be little buds on those sticks.
但是呢短短的两个星期之内就在那个树枝上开始有那个花苞。
And what I found amazing was the first thing that came forth was flowers.
那我非常惊奇，就是先开出来的是花。
Full of flowers and vibrant color, no leaves.
那个很多多五颜那个颜色非常美丽的鲜艳的花，还没有树叶那个时候。
Then a couple of weeks later, leaves started to come back, even a fuller and more robust way than before.
然后再过两周，那个树叶也都长回来，甚至比以前更丰盛。
Now other plants took a little bit longer.
另外一种植物呢，需要的时间就多一点。
The dead stuff had to be cut off, pruned back.
那个死掉的一定要被修剪除去。
If you scratched your fingernail in the bark, you could find what was dead and what might still have some life that was hidden.
如果你用指甲去把那个树皮抠下来的话，可以看到哪一节已经死掉，哪一节还是。生存的。
I had to cut my Indian hawthorn back in about half.
然后我就要把我的那个印度的石斑木差不多要砍掉一半。
I had to cut my bottle brush all the way to within a couple inches of the ground.
然后有一些那些植物我要把它们砍到只是露出地面大概一两寸。
But slowly over the weeks we've continued to see life emerging and coming back and coming forth.
然后一周一周我们持续地看到这个生命一点点地回来。
Now I've known this principle of pruning for a long time.
我自己的话对修剪这件事很久之前就很了解。
If you want a bush or tree to grow evenly and fuller, you need to cut it back, prune it, and shape it occasionally.
如果你要你的这些树木长得比较的平均，而且长得很好的话，必须要修剪。
But there are times of more significant impact.
有的时候呢，有一些比较大的一些影响。
When the storm rages and when the heat is intense.
当这个风暴来，或者说这个炎热来到的时候。
When the winds beat and that which can be shaken is shaken and removed.
当这个风吹到的时候，那些可以被震动的就被震动了。
Sometimes it's that which we don't even recognize needs to be removed.
那有些是我们原来没有意识到的，也需要被修剪。
Reminds me of what King David then wrote though in Psalm 30 verse 5.
那这也让我想到大卫在诗篇30篇里面所讲到的。
Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning.
一宿虽有哭泣，早晨便必欢呼。
And the Lord's favor is for a lifetime.
所以神他的这些赐福，他的这些美好是我们一生之久的。
Now as I thought about this, I had this picture in my mind as we talked about in John chapter 15.
那我也思想到在约翰福音15章里面所讲到的这个图画。
Where Jesus says he is the vine and his father is the vine dresser.
那里面讲到主耶稣说我是葡萄树我父是栽种的人。
And the Holy Spirit has been given to lovingly prune and shape us.
所以圣灵来赐给我们来做这修剪的工作。
Shape us according to the image of God.
把我们修剪磨成基督的这个形象。
That work of trimming and shaping and teaching us how to deny ourselves.
这些修剪整理让我们可以知道怎样来舍己向他
so that this character of Christ might be revealed
然后基督的性情可以在我们里面彰显
but sometimes out of love the Holy Spirit has to take a more severe action
所以有的时候圣灵他要做一些很极端的工作很严肃的工作
and it's because I don't see that which is of this old man that's still holding back Christ from coming forth
因为有的时候我看不到自己里面这个老我在那里阻挡了基督的生命。
And it's truly out of love that the Holy Spirit does this work in our lives.
那圣灵是在爱里面做这件工作。
Because he does not want us to continue in this unhealthy state.
因为他不愿意我们在这个不健康的情形里面持续下去。
A condition that ends fruitless.
因为最后的结果是不结果子。
Now we must all personally take up our cross.
所以我们每一个个人都要背起十字架。
The way of the cross reveals in me what is not of Christ.
这个十字架就显明了在我们里面不属基督的那一份。
That which is dead and needs to be crossed out.
那些已经死去的需要被除去。
Our brother Stephen Kong put this into a formula for us years ago.
江守道弟兄在许多年前曾经给我们这样一个公式。
He says it's me plus Christ.Minus me.
是我加上基督再除去我。
So limited me plus the limitless Christ minus the limitations.
是有限的我加上无限的基督再除去这个我这个有限。
Now some people think, well, the Christian life is hard.
有的人想啊基督徒的生活其实很艰难。
We like the thought of joy and peace and fruit.
我们
go ahead.
我们想到平安喜乐结果子。
But we hear the word cross and that makes us kind of cringe a little bit.
但是如果讲到这个十字架的话就让我们畏惧。
But instead the cross should bring us joy and comfort.
但其实十字架要带给我们安慰带给我们平安喜乐。
To know that the Lord will complete what he has begun.
因为我们知道主他要完成他所开始的这个善功。
The Apostle Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians 3:18.
在哥林多后书三章十八节那里面使徒保罗提醒我们
But we all with unveiled faces looking as in a mirror at the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory just as from the Lord the Spirit
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光好像从镜子里反照就变成主的形状荣上加荣如同从主的灵变成的
So I have news for you. Life on this earth is hard.
所以我跟有一个消息告诉大家，在这个地上的生活是很艰难的。
There are many trials and tribulations.
有许多的试炼，许多的试探。
And that's true for young and old, poor or rich.
不管你的年纪是年长或者年幼，也不管你是贫穷或者富足。
But with all life's challenges, we know there's a purpose.
但这些生命的挑战让我们知道，其中有它的意义。
For every children or child of God, there is a purpose.
对每一个神的儿女来讲，都有他的旨意。
And how we should be thankful that He has made this provision for us.
我们要何等的感恩，因为他已经为我们预备了。
To save us and to so lovingly work and transform us from glory to glory.
这是爱里面的工作，要借着这个转变这个变化的工作，让我们荣上加荣。
So how do we practically take up this cross?
那我们怎样在实际里面来背十字架呢？
Not my will, but Thy will be done.
不是照我的意思，是照你的意思。
So we want to look at,
愿意你的旨意成就。
We want to look at some lessons in chapter 16 of Acts.
所以现在我们来看在使徒行传第十六章里面这些教导。
This is where Paul and Silas, after being committed by the brethren to the grace of the Lord,
那里面讲到保罗和希拉，弟兄们把他们就是交在弟兄们把他们带到他们所要服侍的地方。
They were traveling through Syria and Cilicia, encouraging and strengthening the saints.
他们经过了叙利亚，经过许多的地方，在那里来坚定这些门徒。
In the beginning there, they met Brother Timothy. He joined their group.
在那里他们遇到了。提摩太是一个信主的人。
We also believe Brother Luke was there with them.
我们相信那个时候弟兄路加也跟他们在一起。
And these brethren were passing through the Galatian region in different areas.
他们在那里经过了以弗所和各地。
And it says they were passing through Galatia because they had been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia.
在那里面他们经过以弗所那一带的时候，讲到神圣灵阻止他们在那一带来传道。
Now, that's a very interesting phrase, being forbidden by the Holy Spirit.
这个是非常有意思的，就是圣灵来阻止他们去亚细亚去传道。
They had a heart, they had a desire to preach the gospel.
他们的心是要来传讲神的福音。
In Asia.
在亚细亚。
Now, we might think this is what the Lord wanted.
我们也许想到这也是神要的嘛。
But the scripture very clearly tells us they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit.
但是这个圣经讲得非常清楚，圣灵阻止。
Not the enemy, but the Holy Spirit.
不是仇敌，是圣灵。
And as the Spirit worked, they were attentive and allowed him to redirect their path.
所以借着圣灵这样的工作，就把他们的方向转变了。
We may have a great idea, we may think it aligns with what the Lord's purpose is.
也许我们有一个很好的主意，也觉得这是神的旨意。
But we need to first lay it on the altar and commit it to prayer before the Lord.
但我们先要做的是把它放在祭坛上来求神的允许。
How often do we rush and ask the Lord to bless our ideas or our actions?
多少时候我们非常急迫的要神来祝福我们自己的这些意思。
But we need to first come to Him and ask Him to confirm, is this really what His will is?
但我们需要先到神面前，让他来就是印证这是他的旨意。
It may be a great idea, it may seem to serve the Lord's purpose.
也许在表面看起来这是服侍神，这是很好的一个意见。
But his purpose is much bigger and grander sometimes than we see initially.
但是他的旨意要比我们所看见的要大要广得多。
And through prayer the Lord works and he reveals his way for this particular time and season in your life.
所以借着祷告，主可以让我们知道在这个时候在这件事上他的旨意是什么。
So then our brothers started down a path to Bithynia, and again, they were not permitted to go there by the Spirit of Jesus.
这些时候他们来到这个比推尼的时候，又是主和圣灵向他们来显现。
Now it's not recorded how or why, but they seem to know that the Lord didn't want them to do that.
不管如何，在他们心里面，他们得到的启示就说主不允许他们做当时要做的事。
And they were willing to submit to that, and that's a type of pruning that goes on in our life.
所以他们也愿意顺服，这个就是在他们生命里面那个修剪的工作。
We do make plans, but we must always be willing to lay them down.
我们确实可以有自己的计划，但是我们也需要预备随时放弃这个计划。
And to inquire of the Lord and not pick them up unless the Lord directs.
先来求问神，除非神他自己来进行。
If we faithfully inquire, He will reveal His will and desire to us.
如果我们凭着信心来祈求的话，他一定要启示我们。
And he will shepherd us so that what might seem like a good thing doesn't get in the way of the best thing, which is his perfect will for us.
所以他会这样来牧养我们，让我们知道，这件事情其实还不是最好的。
So then in our story, a vision appears to Paul.
所以在夜间有一个异象向保罗来启示。
A man of Macedonia is standing there pleading, "Come and help us."
在那里，他看到一个马其顿人在那里请求他说：“到我们这里来。”
And the word says they immediately left then for Macedonia.
这个圣经讲到他们马上。
Because they had concluded that God wanted them to preach the gospel there.
因为他们已经得到这个结论，就是主让他们到马其顿那里去传扬福音。
So you remember Paul's testimony. He said he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
我们还记得保罗自己的见证吗？他说我没有违背那从天上来的异象。
Paul's obedience to that heavenly vision was what he saw on the road to Damascus.
在去大马士革的路上，他所看到的就是这样的一个异象。
And what the Lord continued to reveal to him and to show him as he walked in the Spirit.
那当保罗在圣灵里面行走的时候，那主也持续的用异象来引导他。
We need to continue to ask the Lord to give us revelation of who He is.
所以我们要持续的来向主祈求，让他启示他自己。
And revelation of what he wants us to do.
他要启示他所要成就的是什么。
We need to ask the Lord concerning the simplest things.
而且我们需要神向我们来启示有一些是很简单的事。
As well as some of the most challenging questions of life.
也包括在生命里面遇到的极大的挑战。
The Lord is building a body, his church.
主在这里建造他自己的身体就是教会。
He uses man, but the building is all of the Lord's work.
他用的是使用的是我们这些人，但是这是他完全是他自己的工作。
So we may make those plans even according to the word.
也许我们甚至照着神的话有一个计划。
But it's only fruitful if the Lord does the work and we follow Him.
但只有主自己来成就这个工作，我们跟随他才会结果子。
So Paul and Silas and all those with him set out for Macedonia.
所以保罗和希拉。跟他们的同伴就去马其顿 那一边。
This was actually the beginning of the gospel being spread to Europe.
这个就是欧洲福音传播的开始。
And they came to the city of Philippi, a leading city in Macedonia.
他们就来到腓立比，是马其顿这一方的头一个城市。
And it said Paul and Silas went out to a place of prayer outside the city gate.
那里面讲到他们出了城门，到了一个祷告的地方。
This is where they met a woman named Lydia, and she was baptized and her whole household.
在那里遇到一个妇女叫吕底亚，吕底亚跟她的全家后来都受浸了。
Then we see them daily going to this place of prayer.
然后我们也看到他们每一天都到这个地方来祷告。
And as they went, there was this slave girl who was possessed by an evil spirit that was following them.
当他们祷告的时候，有一个被巫鬼所附的使女也在那里。
And she was mocking them.
她在那里来嘲笑他们。
She's saying, "Really, these men are here preaching the word of God to us, telling us how to be saved?"
然后就在那里喊着说：“这些人是你们是至高神的仆人，在这里来向我们传说救人的道吗？”
And the scripture says Paul was greatly annoyed.
然后在这个圣经里面记载，保罗就心中厌烦。
Then one day he turned and he said to this evil spirit,
然后他就转身对那个鬼说
：“I command you in the name of Jesus to come out.
我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你从他身上出来。”
And it said it came out at that very moment.
然后那个鬼当时就出来了。
This is the tremendous privilege and responsibility we have as the children of God.
所以对神的儿女来讲，这是何等的一个特权，何等的一个责任。
When we bring the Lord Jesus into a situation, darkness must flee.
当我们在一件事情发生的时候，把基督带进来的时候，那是何等大的一个工作。
Now I am intrigued by the fact that it says Paul was annoyed.
我在这里看到很有意思的就是说保罗在那里心里厌烦。
We know the testimony of Christ must always reveal the character of Christ.
我们知道基督的见证一定是彰显基督的性情。
It must bring all glory to Jesus.
必须把这些荣耀来归给基督。
Paul had already even experienced this in his first missionary journey, this dilemma.
在保罗第一次宣教的时候他已经经历了这样的事。
Paul andBarnabas had healed a man at Lystra, and all the people rushed and started calling them gods.
在路斯德，保罗跟巴拿巴那个时候，他们周围的人说他们就是要来敬拜他们，他们是神。
And Paul and Barnabas cried out and started pointing all, everyone back their attention to the Lord Jesus Christ.
但那个时候保罗跟巴拿巴需要大声地跟他们讲，让他们把荣耀归给神，不是归给人。
Now the enemy and the world will seek to frustrate us.
所以仇敌跟这个世界，他们要尽一切的办法来搅扰我们。
They will harass us.
来搅扰而且让我们灰心。
Continually press us in to see if we will react.
他们持续地要给我们压力，看我们会不会屈服。
To react in a manner that harms the testimony of Jesus.
让我们呢，甚至有一个回应呢，是让基督的见证有损。
And we are no match for the enemy.
我们自己不能抵挡仇敌。
Our salvation, though, is in Christ alone.
我们的救恩是唯有在基督里面。
And we need to daily come into His presence through prayer.
我们必须每一天都到他面前来祈求祷告。
And through reading and meditating upon His Word.
借着来读而且来思想他的话语。
That's why a quiet time in the morning is so important to start the day in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么在早上我们来读神的话，来向他祷告是如此的重要。每天早上。
And then when the trial and the pressure comes, the Lord Jesus is already with us.
所以当试炼困难来到的时候，主已经与我们同在了。
We will be tempted to react, but we can ask the Lord, how should we respond?
我们经常要自己来反应，但是可以来求神，来问我该如何的反应。
How does He want to exhibit the life of Christ?
他如何愿意在我们身上来彰显基督的生命？
Now we don't need to overanalyze the situation, we just need to ask Him.
我们不需要靠着自己来分析这个情况，就是要来依靠主基督自己。
So Brother Henry reminded me recently,
最近 Henry 弟兄跟我讲了一件事。
He reminded me of something our brother, our dear brother Xiao Young had said.
他跟我讲到就是以前我们亲爱的小杨弟兄所讲过的。
Our brother once told him, being in the medical profession, this was concerning reaction versus response.
那因为小杨弟兄他是医生，所以他讲到在医疗上面有一个叫做反应或者说副作用，但也有一个叫做回应。
When you take medication, a reaction is a bad thing.
当我们吃了一些药物的时候，这个反应是不好的。
But a response to that medication is a good thing.
但是如果我们的身体对这个药有回应，回应是好的。
So when we react out of emotion,
如果我们是在情感里面来反应的话，
we need to remember the Lord wants us to deny ourselves.
让我们记得，主需要的是我们要舍己。
Deny how our emotions are making us feel.
Sorry.
Deny how our emotions are making us feel.
我们要否定就是这个情感在我们里面给我们的这个感觉。
And to respond in how the Holy Spirit is leading.
反而是要照着圣灵所带领的来回应。
Which is always in life.
这个回应一定是在生命里的。
Now Paul and Silas here quickly found themselves in trouble.
那保罗希拉很快就发现他们遇到麻烦了。
The owners of the slave girl found that all of their future profit potential was gone.
因为这个使女的主人们看到得利的指望没有了。
Because the slave girl was miraculously delivered from this evil spirit.
因为这个使女是这样奇迹般的从这个邪灵里面得拯救。
But her owners did not see that as such a glorious thing.
但是他的主人们看到这件事却不是荣耀的事。
And so they had Paul and Silas dragged off by the crowd.
所以这个时候众人就去揪住保罗和希拉。
It said they were stripped, they were beaten.
那里面讲到他们被打。
And then after beating them, the magistrates delivered them to the jailer.
然后呢官长又把他们送到狱卒那里。
And the jailer put them in the depths of the prison and then he even put shackles around their feet.
那个时候就把他们关在内监里面，而且呢还两脚上了木狗。
Now you wonder what was going through their minds.
我就在想，他们当时头脑里面会
有什么？ What would we be thinking?
如果我们当时在那里会想什么呢？
We'd probably be thinking, how can the Lord let something like this happen?
也许我们会想，为什么神让这件事情发生？
After all, they were there doing the Lord's work.
因为他们在那里是做神的工作嘛。
They cast out a demon in the Lord's name.
他们是奉主的名赶鬼。
We would probably be very confused.
也许我们在这个时候开始迷惑了。
And we might possibly be even depressed with our situation.
也许甚至因着这件事我们抑郁。
But what do we find our brother Paul and Silas doing here in the middle of the night?
但我们却发现保罗和希拉这两位弟兄在夜间做什么呢？
Acts 16:25 tells us that now about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God.
第25节说，约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告唱诗赞美神。
And as they did that, the other prisoners were listening.
当他们这样做的时候，众囚犯都侧耳而听。
Now we might find ourselves praying in confusion in the middle of the night.
也许我们发现自己是在迷惑里面在半夜祷告。
But would we be those ones that were singing hymns of praise to our Lord?
那我们愿意成为那些在夜间唱诗赞美主的。
I guarantee you it was not natural for them to respond in this way.
我向大家保证，他们并不是凭着天然可以这样来回应。
Especially after being beaten and thrown in that dark, stinky prison, being shackled.
尤其是他们被人打完之后放在这个潮湿黑暗这个又有味道的监牢里面。
Everything about their situation to us was a disaster and a crisis.
对我们来讲这样的情形肯定就是那个灾难性的事。
How would we have naturally reacted?
那我们天然里面会怎么样反应呢？
Probably in murmuring.
也许抱怨。
In questioning God.
也许在那里质问神。
Questioning perhaps did we hear him correctly to begin with?
也许在那里我们思想是不是我当初听的事情是正确的呢？
Or we might react like the world and be demanding our rights.
也许像世界一样我们在这里来求自己的权利。
And that's generally because we make it all about us instead of about Jesus.
因为我们在乎的是自己不是耶稣。
Paul and Silas on the other hand seem to remember.
但是保罗希拉在另外一方面他们却记得。
They remembered the one who had sent them. They remembered the one who had sent them.
他们记得那个可以同情他们的。
And they knew that it was with purpose that they were sent.
而且他们知道是神的旨意把他们差遣到这里。
And they also realized that what could be removed from them is only really what was dead.
而且他们意识到那些被除去的都是已经死去的。
The life of Christ could not be harmed in them.
在他们里面这个基督的生命是不可能被伤害的。
In that which is dead, when it's removed, the life of Christ is able to flow forth.
所以如果他们照着天然行的话，那就会阻止这个基督的生命在他们里面活出来。
Now this is not something they could just simply ignore.
这个不是他们不去注意的事。
They had to keep their eyes fixed on Jesus.
他们必须要注目仰望耶稣。
I think Paul understood this and he would later pen Colossians 3:1-4.
那保罗呢就是这样来注目，所以他可以在在哥罗西书三章里面这样写。
Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ, keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God.When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
在哥罗西书三章一节到第四节，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，我们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
So Paul and Silas didn't give in to their soul and into their emotions.
所以保罗希拉并没有向着他们的魂生命，向着他们的情感来屈服。
But rather, even in the depths of the prison there, they cried out to the Lord.
反而，就算在监牢里面，他们也在那里向着神大声的来赞美。
And he reminded them that he would never leave them nor forsake them.
因为他们被提醒，主从来不会舍弃他们。
And they realized that resurrection life was within them.
他们也认识到这个复活的生命就在他们里面。
And then they were able to gaze into the wonderful face of our Lord Jesus.
所以他们也可以来仰望、注目主耶稣那容脸。
And when we look into his face, we realize he is transforming us from glory to glory.
所以当我们这样来仰望的时候，那我们就从荣上加荣。
Not I, but Christ.
不再是我，乃是基督。
They realized they were in the presence of the Almighty God.
他们就意识到其实他们是在全能神所安排的监牢里。
And in His presence there is joy, there is peace, there is rejoicing.
所以在神的同在里面，他们可以有平安和这些喜乐。
There is such beauty there.
在这里面何等的美丽。
And the result is praise to the Lord, a growing up and a maturing in Christ for us.
所以这个它结的果子呢，就是我们可以来赞美神，可以来成可以成熟。
This is the gospel. It is alive.
这个就是救恩，这个是活的一件事，一个生命。
Now we may not fully understand our circumstances at times.
也许很多时候我们并不了解为什么经历现在所经历的。
And we may not know whether it's something from the enemy or something that the Holy Spirit is doing.
甚至我们不知道这件事是仇敌，出于仇敌还是出于圣灵。
But we can take comfort that the Lord is going to work all things together for good for those that love Him.
但我们却可以得到这样的一个安慰，就是万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
He has called us to Himself for His purpose.
他呼召我们是为着他的，按着他的旨意。
So let's take for a moment and consider Silas.
所以让我们再花一点时间来思想希拉。
What was his response?
他的回应是什么？
Now we might be tempted to think that we would have been fine if Paul would only kept his mouth shut.
也许我们想的就是保罗啊，你最好不要出声。
If Paul would have just ignored this annoying slave girl, everything would be okay.
所以保罗，你当时如果不管那个使女的话，那就不要有这现在发生的这些事了。
You know, we often react in self-righteousness.
所以有的时候我们的反应呢是自义。
We judge others' actions and we think that we have an opinion of what is right.
有的时候我们来论断其他人，觉得我的判断是对的。
And the greatest harm to the testimony of Christ is self-righteousness.
所以对基督的见证最让他受损的就是我们的自义。
Thinking that we know what the Lord wants, being dogmatic in our own ideas.
我们就觉得我了解主耶稣他的旨意到底是什么。
Why did the Pharisees miss Jesus when they met him face to face?
为什么法利赛人面对面见到耶稣却没有承认他呢？
Because they thought they already knew.
因为他们自己觉得我已经懂了。
They made it all about themselves.
他们所有的一切就是自己。
And they were actually dead men walking.
其实他们只不过是一些僵尸而已。
These that were supposed to be the religious leaders of their day.
这些人他们应该在当时在信仰上面是做带领的。
Now there were a few like Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea.
当时确实也有尼格底姆，也有亚利马太的约瑟。
They saw the Lord Jesus and they were willing then to set aside their position.
他们看到主耶稣之后就愿意把自己的地位摆下。
To face ridicule and even possible persecution.
甚至面对那个要来的逼迫。
Is this who we are?
我们是这样的吗？
Do we hang on to our position, our reputation?
我们是不是抓紧的只是自己的地位，自己的名誉呢？
Our knowledge, our opinion?
或者我们的知识，我们自己的意见？
I think too often we do react like the self-righteous Pharisee.
有的时候我们的反应真的就像那个自义的法利赛人一样。
But praise the Lord, we saw no such reaction in Silas.
但是我们要赞美主，因为在希拉里面我们看不见这样的回应。
He was willing to deny himself and he was one with his brother Paul.
他愿意舍己，而且愿意与保罗他的弟兄合一。
And together there in that prison, they met the Lord in a mighty and a wonderful way.
所以他们这样一起的话，就来经历了大能的神。
No doubt they remembered there was really no good thing in themselves.
我们应该没有疑问，他们所知道的就是在我里面毫无良善。
Apart from Christ,
在基督之外
，It was all the mercy of the Lord.
全是主的恩怜悯。
And as they sought the Lord was faithful to meet them.
所以当他们这样看见主的时候，主他的信实也来帮助他们。
Meet them in a way that no teaching could ever meet them.
所以他们这样遇见主，不是靠着教导能得到的。
It wasn't about positive thinking.
也不是就是总是有一个积极的一个思想而已。
It wasn't about just singing hymns because you knew you should.
不是说我应该来唱诗，所以我唱诗。
They saw Christ face to face, and that results in singing and praise and worship.
是因着他们面对面的看见基督，所以他们才可以唱诗，才可以赞美。
Now I'm sure Paul found much to repent about in the presence of the Lord Jesus.
也许在监牢里面，保罗也看到一些他需要悔改的地方。
But he also found that in the Lord's presence, he knew there was no doubt.
同时，他也知道在主的同在里面，不需要有任何的疑惑。
While he may not understand everything about his situation,
也许对他所处的环境，他不是每件事都已经清楚了。
He knew the one that was in control.
但是他知道谁掌握明天。
We each need to know Jesus personally.
我们每一个人都需要这样个人的来认识主耶稣。
If you know Jesus, then you know you can trust him.
如果你认识主耶稣的话，你就知道你可以信靠他。
We see that what can be harmed in us is only that which is really already dead.
那我们就看到让我们得到的这些伤害其实只不过是去除那些已死的东西。
And again, when you remove what's dead, it allows what is alive to come forth in a glorious way.
那再一次的，当这些死去的被除去之后，那就有这个荣耀的道路彰显。
And there was glory seen in that prison that night.
所以在那一天晚上在监牢里面就有这样的荣耀。
So what was the result of Paul and Silas taking up their cross?
那保罗希拉他们背起十字架之后的结果是什么呢？
So as the story goes on, the word tells us there was a great earthquake.
那这个故事再往下，我们可以看到有一个极大的地的震动。
It shook the foundations of the prison.
甚至这个监牢的那个地基都摇动了。
All the shackles fell off all the prisoners, everyone.
这个监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
Now you would think this is a situation of just total chaos.
也许你想到，哎呀，这样的话不是都乱了吗？
All the prisoners freed would just be running for safety or running to get away, right?
这些囚犯如果都自由了，他们肯定是四散而逃了。
But we see here no one moved.
但我们看到的是没有一个人在这里。
They were probably all looking at Paul and Silas to see what they would do.
也许他们在那里看保罗希拉会下面做什么。
This is to be our role.Exhibiting Christ.
所以这个就是我们的角色来观看基督。
When we exhibit Christ to this fallen world, the world does take notice.
在我们身上来彰显，来展示基督。这样展示的时候，整个世界都要看见。
So through their actions, the jailer and his whole household were miraculously saved.
所以在后面我们也可以看到，这个狱卒跟他全家都得救了。
Now the jailer, he saw Paul and Silas when they came in and the condition they were in, beaten and bloody.
因为这个狱卒他看到保罗希拉刚进监牢的时候怎样被打，身上还带着血。
And then he heard them in there after he shackled them singing and praising the Lord.
他也看到他们在这个捆绑锁链里面还在那里唱诗赞美。
And then to find out when they were released, they didn't run away.
也看到当他们得自由之后却没有逃跑。
What an impression this probably made on him.
所以这些让这个狱卒得了何等深的印象。
And the scripture tells us he fell down before Paul and Silas and said, "What must I do to be saved?"
所以在那个圣经记载，这个狱卒是战战兢兢的俯伏在保罗希拉面前，说：“我们怎样行才能可以得救呢？”
And then it said they spoke the word of the Lord to him and his whole household.
然后这个时候，保罗希拉就向他们来传讲主耶稣，他们一家都得救。
Paul and Silas's actions revealed the character of Christ.
所以保罗希拉他们的行为就来彰显了基督。
How often do we share words but our life is inconsistent?
多少时候我们来讲论神的话，但是跟我们的生活实际却不相符。
The jailer, his family, they found a consistency in Paul and Silas.
但这个狱卒在保罗希拉的身上看到，他们所讲的跟他们所做的是一致的。
But it was not of Paul and Silas, it was the life that was within them being manifested.
但这个不是靠着保罗希拉他们自己，是基督的生命在他们里面活出来。
And then they didn't share knowledge or teaching with the jailer and his family, they shared Christ.
他们并不是在那里只是把一些知识、一些讲道跟他们来分享，他们是把生命来分享给这个狱卒跟他的全家。
They shared Christ to young and old in his household.
在他们家老老少少跟他们来分享基督。
How often do we as parents share a lot of knowledge and teaching?
作为父母，我们多少时候跟孩子们只是来分享一些知识？
We share that with our children, but is our life consistent with what we speak?
我们只是分享教导，但是我们的生命跟我们所讲的是不是相符呢？
May we learn to be transparent and to practice what we preach to them.
愿我们来学习透明，而且来操练我们所讲的。
And this goes for us grandparents as well.
而且这个对祖父母也是一样。
Are we quick to give advice, or do we first turn to the Lord Jesus with them and pray?
是不是我们碰到事情总是很快的把自己的建议给人，还是说先转向基督，先来求问？
So in our story, the next morning we find that the magistrates, the city leaders, they sent word and said, Paul and Silas can be released.
那我们看到第二天天亮的时候，官长就说可以释放这两个人。
They wanted to release them in quiet and kind of just sweep the whole thing under the rug.
他们想就是安安静静的，就是默默的把他们放掉，好像这个事没有发生一样。
But Paul and Silas refused to leave until the magistrates came and personally asked them to go.
但是保罗希拉他们要求官长到他们面前亲自的来释放他们。
Every action was certainly baffling to those that were around them.
那每件事情对这个周围的人来讲都是很
大的。But Paul was not governed by common sense or by fear.
保罗那个时候并不是被那个常规的想法或者说被他自己里面的恐惧来掌控。
However, I found it interesting what they did and what they didn't do.
那我们非常有意思看到的就是他们做了什么，还有他有什么他们是没做的。
Now they did refuse initially to leave until this thing was sort of made public, right?
他们没有同意走就说离开这里，除非公众都看到。
But even in that, they did not demand some kind of restitution.
但是在这个里面，他们并没有说要一个赔偿。
As Roman citizens, they had certain rights.
因为作为罗马的公民，他们有自己的权利。
But they didn't demand payment or some special treatment.
但是他们并不是说你们要赔偿在钱财上面或者在其他方面。
They didn't file a lawsuit or organize some big group to go and fight for their rights.
他们并没有在那里请律师来打官司或者让很多人出去游行。
They didn't go blogging on the internet about how they were mistreated.
也没有在那个网上写微博说我怎么样被人那个这样的来不公的待遇。
They simply stood in testimony.
他们就是站在这个见证上面。
Now it's important that the truth be seen.
因为真理被人看见是非常重要的。
And it's important that it be understood.
而且这个真理被人可以认识也是非常重要的。
And Paul and Silas then stood in testimony to the Lord Jesus.
所以保罗希拉是站在基督的见证上面。
They were not ashamed of the gospel and to be identified with Christ.
他们与基督来认同，也不以福音为耻。
In school or in the workplace, do others know we're even Christians?
在学校里面，在工作的这个场所里面。其他的人知不知道我们是基督徒呢？
It's not something we should hide.
这不是我们需要隐藏的东西。
At the same time, we don't have the right to demand that everybody do what we want.
在同时，我们也要记得，我们没有权利让别人来同意或者说来做我要他们所做的。
That's really a self-righteousness, and that can be as far away from the Lord's character as a murderer and a thief.
因为这个是自义，这个与神性情的那个相悖，就像那些甚至偷窃奸淫的一样。
They were wronged, but they remained steadfast in their stance for Jesus Christ.
他们虽然被不公平的待遇，但是他们却站在基督里面。
While expressing a forgiveness and a confidence in who they were in Christ.
在那里他们彰显的就是神的赦免。还有彰显他们怎样信靠的这个神是可靠的。
And then when they finally went out of the prison,
当他们从监牢出来的时候，
they entered the house of Lydia and they saw the brethren.
然后他们就去了吕底亚家里面去看了见了弟兄们。
And it said they encouraged them, they encouraged the brethren.
劝慰他们。
And then they departed.
然后就走了。
Now you would have thought that they needed encouragement.
也许那些人想他们需要被安慰。
But instead, they were the encouragers.
但他们却是成为那劝慰人的人。
Paul and Silas entered into the joy of the Lord.
所以保罗希拉就进到主里面的喜乐。
And the result was multiple people were saved.
这个结果就是许多人得 得了这个救恩。
The church was encouraged and actually firmly established there in Philippi.
所以教会被激励，在那个腓立比被建立。
And they had a firm foundation.
他们有一个那个稳固的根基。
Years later, Paul would write to the church in Philippi.
在许多年之后，保罗再写信给腓立比的教会。
A letter overflowing with joy and rejoicing, where Paul writes, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
在那里面充满了这个流就是流淌的喜乐。他说对我来讲，活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
Now, do you think the saints in Philippi remembered Paul and Silas?
在腓立比的圣徒，他们还记得保罗跟希拉吗？
Remembered this incident in their testimony?
他们还记得他们当时所经历的，还有他们为基督所做的见证吗？
Philippians 2:3, Paul writes, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility, consider one another as more important than yourselves."
在腓立比书二章第三节，保罗还这样写，他说不可凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
There was consistency in Paul's words and in his actions.
所以在保罗他的外面的行为跟他所讲论的是一致的。
And the church was strengthened.
那个时候教会就被建立。
Paul allowed himself to be crossed out and Christ to be manifested.
所以保罗他允许了十字架在他身上做这个去除的工作，让基督可以活出来。
And what a glorious result.
这个结果是何等的荣耀。
He went on to write Philippians 3:8-11, which is the last verses I'll read for you.
然后他继续在腓立比书三章那里第八章到第八节到第十一节，我读给大家。
Philippians 3:8-11.
腓立比书三章八节到十一节。
More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them mere rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if somehow I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Paul would go on to exhort them to stand firm.
保罗在那里继续来鼓励他们在主里面坚立。
To rejoice always.
凡事喜乐。
To press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑，要得那主从天上要他们所得的奖赏。
You know, we often think of our circumstances in our life as something between me and the Lord.
有的时候我们觉得在我们生命里发生的事是我个人跟神之间。
But it's really much bigger than that.
但其实比这个更大。
The Lord is building His church.
因为主在这里建立教会。
The question is, am I a hindrance or am I a benefit to the body of Christ?
那问题就是，我在这里阻碍了这个身体的建造呢，还是对这个建造有益？
As long as I remain teachable,
只要我一直是受教的，
willing to let the Holy Spirit work in my life and prune and shape,
愿意圣灵在我身上来做修剪的工作，
then I can remain a benefit to the body of Christ.
那我就可以对着基督的身体是有益的。
Even in my failings, I can repent and press on in Christ.
Amen. 就算在我的失败里面，我也可以悔改，可以一直往前。
We often live life on this earth like everyone else, frustrated, trying to be happy, right?
有的时候我们活在这个世上跟其他人都一样，经常沮丧，因为我要得着快乐。
Seeking happiness in our own strength and our own ideas.
我们追求快乐却是用自己的意思，用自己的计划。
Or we might even try to do God's work in our own strength and ideas.
却不是靠着神的工作，神的计划。
But we simply need to surrender.
我们所需要的就是简简单单的顺服。
And God will manifest His will to us and through us.
所以神可以借着我们用我们来彰显他自己。
Don't think that this command to deny yourself is in any way negative.
大家不要把这个舍己这件事看成是一个消极的。
I think it's very positive.
我想到的，这是非常积极的事。
That which is to be removed from the equation is that which is already dead.
因为从这个公式里面所去除的是那个已死的东西。
And it's so that the fullness and the fruitfulness of Christ will come forth.
所以基督的丰满还有基督的生命可以在我们里面彰显。
Now you must remember your cross is not your spouse.
那大家也要记得我们的十字架不是我们的配偶。
It's not your co-worker.
也不是你的同事。
It's not your brothers or sisters in the fellowship or your siblings.
也不是你在教会里面的弟兄姐妹或者你自己的家里的兄弟姐妹。
Now they may all bring you to your cross.
他们也许把你带到十字架面前。
Because it exposes something of self-life in you.
因为他们会把我们里面那个己生命彰显显露出来。
Something that needs to be dealt with and pruned by the Holy Spirit.
因为这个是必须要被圣灵来修剪除去的。
But if we deny ourselves and we let the Spirit do that work,
如果我们舍己让圣灵在我们身上来做的话，
it will release all the heavenly power of this life of Christ within us.
那就会让这个基督里面这个生命的大能在我们身上可以作用。
A pouring forth of the fruit of the Spirit which does declare the good news.
而且在我们身上会结圣灵的果子，向人来宣扬我们所信的。
And it results in strengthening of the body of Christ.
这个结果也可以让神的主的身体可以得力量。
You don't need to seek your cross.
我们不需要自己来寻求寻找十字架。
The Holy Spirit will lovingly reveal that to you.
因为圣灵在爱里面。会向我们启示。
And he will bring application to your life.
他会把这些生活上的事带到我们面前。
We have to seek Jesus.
我们必须要寻求耶稣。
And then when he reveals himself to us in some way,
让他在用他的方式向我们来启示。
We must remain obedient to that heavenly vision and follow him.
我们必须要顺服那个从天上来的意象来跟随他。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, again, we give you such thanks and praise.
主啊，我们把感谢赞美真的要来归给你。
As we declared this morning, Lord, you have paid it all.
我们要宣扬主耶稣，你已完全付清。
You are to be praised, to be worshipped.
你当得所有的赞美跟敬拜。
And you paid it all so that you could personally bring us, each one of us, back into your presence.
你已经付清，可以把我们每一个人都带到你自己的面前。
And Lord, we do want to be those that answer that call, take hold of that provision.
主啊，我们愿意每一个人都来回应这样一个呼召，背起我们的十字架。
Those that are willing to come to you and allow you to do that wonderful work in our lives.
让我们成为那愿意到你面前，让你成就那奇妙的工作在我们身上的。
That work that removes that which is really already dead of this old man.
因为这个工作要去除那已死的我们的老我。
And that which brings forth the fruit and fragrance of Christ.
这会在我们身上带来果子，还有基督生命的香气。
Lord, we recognize we are truly only joyful when you are satisfied.
主啊，愿意我们都认识到，只有你的旨意完成之后，才有那个满足的喜乐。
When all things bring back praise and glory and honor to you.
愿所有的事情，结果都是给你带来荣耀跟尊贵。
May we be those that do bring that praise and glory and honor to you.
愿意我们是那些把赞美、荣耀、敬拜归给、带给你的。
Today and for eternity.
从今天一直到永远。
In your glorious name, Lord Jesus, we pray.
耶稣奉你荣耀的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.